gratitude for having this opportunity on the day of auspicious day of Gaur Purnima, the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, to speak the glories . So shall I continue? Guru Gauranga. So it's very, I feel very grateful to be with you all on the auspicious day of Gaur Purnima to speak about Lord Gauranga, who is so merciful. Golokera Prima Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. Lord Gauranga is the personality who unveiled the highest secret of Golok Dham, the love. The love of Golok Dham is unveiled by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What was not available for even Brajbasis like Coward Boys and Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj and other Brajbasis, it was only available to gopis, and that too it is also explained by Acharyas that it was not also available to all the gopis. It was only available to special gopis chosen by Krishna on different occasions. That loving exchange of Rasa Leela is made available by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga to all the common unqualified people in the form of Harinam Sankirtan. So the same esoteric, the highest blissful package of love is distributed in a capsule by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and it is made available to everybody. Patre apatre na dekhila, na dekhila stane astan. He has not even seen the eligibility of people. He has not seen the place where he is distributing. He has been extremely kind, the personification of magnanimity, all magnanimous Lord, Audarya Avatar. So, this is all because of the mercy of Radharani. Because Radharani is the personality who actually entered Krishna's existence externally and internally. Internally in the form of bhava and externally in the form of complexion. We know the stories of Pili Pokhar, we know the stories of Imlitala, where Lord Krishna for some time experienced that ecstatic unknown love. Although he is Sarvagya, Sarvagya Krishna, he still doesn't know what is experienced by Srimati Radharani. So, that is our greatest fortune, that because he relished that unknown love for some time, he was so enamored that he actually decided to spend one whole incarnation of 48 years exclusively to come down and relish the love that he experienced for some time in Vrindavan. He didn't want to do it in a mixture of jobs. He wanted to exclusively come and dedicate full time to release this love. But when Supreme Personality of Godhead does something, he has to do multiple things together. So what he was experiencing, he could not stop himself from distributing. So he was simultaneously experiencing and he was simultaneously distributing to all the people. To the most fallen people, to the most exalted devotees, to every single person. So we are very fortunate actually, extremely fortunate because we are born in that Kali Yuga only 500 and odd years after the Dwapar Yuga ended. We are born in that Kali Yuga where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken birth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. We are born in that Kali Yuga just before which the Dwapar Yuga, Sri Krishna himself appeared. This happens once in 1,000 Divya Yugas. It doesn't happen every Dwapar and every Kali Yuga. It happens after 999 Dwapar Yugas have passed, and after 999 Kali Yugas have passed. Then this happens. So we have to actually thank the Lord millions of times. Millions of times you have to thank, because we are fortunate to be so close. Srila Prabhupada would always say, just now recently Lord Chaitanya had come. Because compared to the millions of years he had come before this time, this 500 odd years is nothing. That's why we are extremely fortunate. We are in the aura of 10,000 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth time. That is 1486 of this calculation of time, current calculation of time. He has already promised us that 10,000 years from my birth, Lord Chaitanya said, there will be golden age, Suvarna Yuga of Kali Yuga. Whoever will take shelter of the process of chanting the holy name personally and congregationally will be delivered from the cycle of birth and death. This is our fortune. We are in that golden period where little effort we do, it will be benefited, it will be benedicted, it will be blessed by millions of times of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are under the direct shelter and shadow of the love and compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an unbelievable combination of the Supreme Lord and the bhav of his compassion, which has manifested in the form of Radharani. Till the time Radharani was externally present, out of him, Sri Krishna was killing. For example, Lord Ramchandra was killing in an electrical speed. And Sita Devi said, you are too cruel actually. You are, I saw you, you are just like a machine, you are killing demons. How can you can be so cruel? He said, okay, next incarnation I will not take any weapon. Because in Ram's incarnation, he was having bow and arrow. You know, like we see the fan, we see only some circle, but all the three blades are moving with high speed, which our eyes cannot capture. So it looks like a continuous motion. So like that, when he was picking up the arrows, when he was putting it to the bow and stretching the bow and releasing the arrow, and when he was doing that, nobody could see. Only people could see that demons were getting killed one after another. So in next incarnation as Krishna, Sri Krishna did not take any weapon for 11 months, 11 years and 52 days, as long as he was in Brajbhumi. Somewhere he used his fist, somewhere he used his finger, somewhere he sucked the breast of Putana, somewhere he whirled the demon down to ground, Arishtasura, and so many things he did. But still, Radharani said that you are still looking very cruel actually. So, in the next incarnation, what Radharani did, Radharani entered in him in the form of bhav. He accepted her bhav right within the core of his heart. And lo and behold, the change that has taken place in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who boxed Kamsa and killed him, who put his fist in the mouth of Keshi and killed him, who whirled Arishtasura and killed him, who did so many miraculous things and destroyed the demons very effortlessly. That Sri Krishna is now not killing anybody. He's simply giving them love. He's simply giving them love, kindness, affection, audharya, mercy, compassion. Why this change has occurred in the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because the compassion personified to the max, Srimati Radharani, has entered in him now. That's why there is a change. And what kind of a change? In the previous yugas, you know, the demons will be killed by the Lord, and they will come again and get killed by the Lord. And for the devotees, we know that when we realize that we have devotees, we should become devotees, and we accept the path of devotion. Then we chant Hare Krishna, Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Tada Bhajana Kriya, Narta Nivruti. then nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti, then bhava and prema. A long journey we have to traverse. Maybe many lifetimes it will take, and then we'll someday hopefully attain the love by the mercy of devotees and the Lord. It's a long process. Even for the devotees, for the shraddhalus, for the faithful, it's a long process. But look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the worst of worst people, Jagai and Madai. In one line we can say, the sins that they were performing in one day, I've heard many times that all over the world, all the people in the world, to their best of capacities, in the whole of their lifetimes, they cannot perform those kind of variety of sins they were performing in one day. To such an extent that Yamraj and Yamadutas were totally overworked, frustrated, and they were pulling their hair. They didn't know where to store the record. All the records were full. They were digging in the ground and dumping the records. And that was not the only difficulty they had. They had to also execute punishment for those records which they had made. So they were all, the whole system of Yamraj was completely exhausted. The whole system. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instantly delivered them. So here's the important point I'm trying to make, is that if Jagai and Madai were to undergo the reactions of all that what they did, you can imagine Yamraj had to definitely employ more and more people just to execute the reactions to the sins that they had performed. But here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, moment they surrendered to him, he embraced them, and instantly together all the sins were eradicated. They were accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And instantly, that means the slate is clean now. Now they can start Adho Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha. They can start chanting Hare Krishna, purifying themselves. No, instantly, by that very moment when the sins were transferred to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the very moment they started shedding tears of ecstasy, of love of Godhead. That means all the steps they had crossed in one moment. So actually speaking, we cannot understand, actually cannot fathom, cannot comprehend what kind of mercy is this. This is unbelievable, and the word inconceivable is aptly applied over here. How it is possible to conceive such kind of mercy? So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are not only getting the essence of Golok Vrindavan, that is love of Godhead, Golokera Prema. We are not only getting that, we are actually able to get it instantly if we surrender. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya's mercy is so inconceivable that he is searching for most fallen people. But only one qualification has to be there. Shraddha Matrina. With the price of Shraddha, we need to take the holy name very seriously. Even yesterday we were discussing that we are, this lifetime will be not enough to actually understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us and how mercifully and kindly he is bestowing these things upon us. It's very difficult. We are so fortunate to be in this time of Kali Yuga. The demigods in heavenly planets are standing in a queue to take birth in the house of devotees in this Kali Yuga, because they know in the short life of 60, 70, 100 years, one can develop love of Godhead, the highest of all perfection, prema pumarto mahan, that can be achieved by all of us, by them, the demigods. Instead of living millions of lives, millions of years of life in Swargaloka, enjoying sense gratification to the highest brim, to the highest extent, and then finally making it 0-0, come down in the material world with zero balance and again start suffering the repeated cycles of birth and death. Can we imagine? They have understood that. It's a simple waste of time. Merely a waste of time. And they are standing in a queue whenever devotee, man and a woman are uniting to have children. They want to enter. They want to take birth in the family of devotees so that they can get Krishna, the holy name, the association, the Vaishnava Sangha, Vaishnava Seva, and that very lifetime, instead of loitering in the material world for millions of lifetimes of birth and death repeatedly, they know that they can just simply go back home, back to Godhead, in this very lifetime. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given another Yuga Dharma, that is Vaishnava Seva, which he repeatedly and consistently demonstrated all the while throughout his life, that along with chanting of the holy name, if one takes shelter of Vaishnava Seva, one can go back to Godhead in this very one lifetime at the end of this lifetime. So, what is Chaitanya Charitamrita? Srimad Bhagavad Gita ends at surrender. Srimad Bhagavatam begins at surrender and describes the lives of all those who have surrendered and ends in love. And Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with love and describes all the pastimes, all the interactions, all the lives of all the devotees who love the Lord. And those who love the Lord, how do they interact with each other? How do they interact with the Lord? How do they interact with common people? What are their ecstasies? What are their experiences? Is all filled up in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I want to express my heartfelt feeling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leelas are simply ecstasy. Nothing other, no other word can be put to that experience. It's simply ecstasy. We many times feel Mahaprabhu also was hankering to go to Vrindavan. We also love Vrindavan. We also love Varsana. We also love so many things. So should we get away from our faith and our nishtha to Vrindavan and Varsana? The answer is no. The thing is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried Vrindavan Bhav in his heart and traveled everywhere. So he is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? He is Radharani himself, herself, coming in the form of a male body, the Supreme Lord, adopting the mood. So he is Vrindavan himself also at the same time. He is carrying Braj Bhav himself also. Wherever he is going, he is distributing love. And what is love is also an essence of Vrindavan Dham, which is manifested in the material world. So, in essence, finally, by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have been made very lucky and fortunate because we have been connected by Srila Prabhupada to all the Gaudiya Sampradaya Acharyas and finally to six Goswamis and finally to Panchatattva and to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself. What is our fortune? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in our Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. And our Sampradaya then is called as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And what is so special about Gaudiya Sampradaya is it is giving the highest of all experiences that one can imagine in bhakti. That is Vipralamba. The feelings of separation, feelings of viraha from the beloved. How to serve in Vipralamba, how to serve in separation. That is the highest item in bhakti. And that is the experience Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. That is introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the highest experience for the devotees. And Mahaprabhu's sampradaya is also revolutionary. Why? Because when we say Ashlishava Padaratam Pinashtumam Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotuva Yatha Tathava Vidadhatu Lampato Matprana Nathastu Saeva Napra, it is explained as revolutionary. You are crushed. You are ditched. You are kicked away. Sometimes you may be embraced, but most of the times you will be ready for getting ditched away, unattended to. But still, Matprana Nathastu Saeva Napra, you will always remain my worshipful Lord all the time, ever, everlastingly. This revolutionary feeling, no reward is expected. You are simply at the mercy of the beloved. Whatever he does with you, you are ready for that. This kind of highest feeling, complete nirapekshata, no expectation, simple offering of ourselves to the feet of the beloved, that highest feeling of bhakti is made available by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his sampradaya. And at the same time, two of the best things of other three sampradayas existing in Kali Yuga are also incorporated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gaudiya Sampradaya. So he has not left us with any lacunae or deficiencies. The best of all the four sampradayas, best of all the three with our sampradaya, the best of it is all included in our sampradaya, and that has been made available to us. And that is why we have to be utterly, ultimately, unbelievably, inconceivably, we should be grateful to Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada actually made us access this treasure of the highest achievement in life of bhakti. So, our heart has to just beat with gratitude that we have been given so much, even though we are not qualified. Patre apatre na dekhila sthane asthan. And with that fortune, if we do not achieve what is desirable, then what one can say? What we can say about ourselves? We will be unfortunate while being fortunate. That is, the fortune has been bestowed upon us causelessly, and intently we are making ourselves unfortunate. That's why let us take this message of Srila Prabhupada and Panchatattva and Chada Goswamis of chanting the holy name of the Lord and being sincere in following the four regulative principles and sincere in serving the Vaishnavas. If we adopt this lifestyle, in this very lifestyle, in this very lifetime, then by the causeless, inconceivable mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will be able to go back to Godhead in this very lifetime. It is said in scriptures that if we serve cows and if we serve Vaishnavas, within one lifetime one can go back to Godhead. Somehow or other we should see that we should be connected to Vaishnav Seva and Go Seva and chant the holy name. All anarthas, all unwanted things, all inauspicious things will be washed off. All those things which hinder us from achieving the highest goal of life in this very lifetime will be all washed away. If we chant the holy name to Vaishnav Seva and Go Seva. So, we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga, he appeared in Navadvip Dham. There's so many evidences given in scriptures that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated his arrival in so many occasions from Satya Yuga onwards in previous ages. He appeared to Vasudeva as Lord Varaha first and then Lord Chaitanya in Koladvipa. He appeared to Lord Brahma in Antardvipa as Brahma was weeping and weeping and weeping in repentance. He showed his Gauranga form right in Dwapar Yuga, much, much, much before even he arrived there. He manifested his Gauranga form to Parvati Devi in Simantadvipa, giving her the ultimate mercy of the holy name to distribute to the whole world. He assumed that yellow form in taking bath in Pilipokhar, indicating that he will be coming back again in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He turned blue at Imlitala when he left gopis from Rasa Leela, making the gopis wonder, who is this person? So many occasions are there. So many occasions. He indicated to Mother Sita in Mudadruma Dvipa, sitting under the tree, was smiling and he was saying, yes, I will come back again in Kali Yuga and I will leave you. So she said, my Lord, why are we so cruel? Why will we leaving me? Why you will be so cruel to me? Then Lord Ramachandra explained Mother Sita in Mudadruma during his exile that I will be teaching the world the highest experience of Vipralamba. Sai Yoga meeting is one aspect of happiness and blissfulness. But going away from the beloved and experiencing that highest mood, I want to give all the world and to you also. Then Sita was a bit pacified. Sita was actually upset. First, she was happy to hear that Lord will be coming in the most unusual form of golden color and dancing in the holy, chanting the holy name in Kirtan. But when he told, I will be going away, she was upset. But then Lord took an opportunity to explain the tattva of Viparlamba to Mother Sita. So we can go on describing so many occasions are there in the scriptures in the past, directly and indirectly. Like Vasudev, the one of the Brahmin devotees whom Lord appeared, he actually was very scholarly. So he studied and he understood after studying that at many, many, many places, Lord Chaitanya's appearance is indicated in a very indirect, in a hidden way, with a great purpose that he was Channa Avatar. So only those who are intelligent, they will understand the indication. So he, after having darshan of the Lord, he actually convinced himself that what Lord was telling was his truth, that he will be coming in Kaliyuga. So that Lord appeared. Today we had on darshan online, on internet, on Zoom, of Yoga Peet, then in the tree under where Lord Gauranga was born. We took darshan of Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. So Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj, they appeared as Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. And then they longed for a child and they had 9 miscarriages. After that, on the auspicious day, staying for 13 months in the womb of his mother, Lord Gauranga appeared. Nilambar Chakravarti is the father of Sachi Mata. He was consulted by Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata that what is wrong? This child is not taking birth. What is the problem? So Nilambar Chakravarti mentioned that he is waiting for an auspicious moment. And what was the actual auspicious moment? It was supposed to be the most inauspicious moment under worldly consideration. That was a lunar eclipse. People don't even go out. They people fast. They don't do anything. Nothing auspicious they will do on that day. Whenever sun, moon is eclipsed by Rahu. But Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is such that his power is to convert the most inauspicious thing into the most auspicious thing in unbelievable way. So he was waiting for that lunar eclipse of Falgun Purnima. It was full moon grahana. And at that time, because it was such a full inauspicious moment, to make it auspicious, everybody submerged themselves in the river Ganga in Navadvip. And all over the India, also people were submerged in the river, chanting the name of Govinda, Hari, Gopal, Krishna. And the atheistic and the agnostics and the Vaishnava haters, Yavanas and Lichas, they were teasing all these Hindus chanting the names of the Lord. And they were also in teasing process chanting the name of the Lord. So practically every single person was chanting the holy name of the Lord, knowingly, unknowingly, wantingly, unwantingly. And when the world was resounding with the holy name, at that auspicious moment, at the time of moonrise, the moon of Nadia, the moon of Navadvip appeared under the neem tree. That's why he was named as Nimai. He gave so much pleasure that he appeared. When he appeared, the moment he appeared, he declared indirectly to the whole world why he has appeared. He has appeared to inundate the whole world with the holy name, inundate the, flood the world with the love of Godhead through the process of chanting the holy name. And that continued ever after, after his birth. How? When he was a small baby, the neighboring women will come and then he will cry, and to pacify him, they will chant the holy name. They'll sing the holy name and he will keep quiet. Moment they will stop singing the holy name, he will start crying again. So it is said that the Yoga Peet, the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata and surrounding area and the whole Navadvip, every single moment there was kirtan going on in their house, because it was like a fun to everybody to sing the holy name turn by turn to keep this boy happy. So again he indicated that I am here to make everybody chant by this way or this reason or that reason. So then so many childhood pastimes took place, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, you know, he gave so much of joy, and he was as Nimai, his childhood pastimes were so funny and so naughty that he actually put everybody in the bliss, actually. And he also became very arrogant. he would just call, he just defeated Keshav Kashmiri, and he was a great Pandit, Nimai Pandit. But he would call Gadadhar Pandit, and he'll call him and he'll call her. Everybody will call and put in debate, and he will prove something, and then he will defeat by proving something. Then he will disprove whatever he has proved, and again challenge, and again he will disprove whatever he has again proved, and he will challenge again, and that kind of people would feel why he is doing all these things. Gadadhar would say he's simply wasting his time. So Gadadhar would always avoid him. Marathi mein there is one saying that tujashi zamina tuja vasun karmina. So Gadadhar Pandit was in that kind of situation. He couldn't stay without Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and he could not be with him because he was always wasting his time in doing debates which are useless logical debates. So such kind of pastimes which were actually tinged with great arrogance were performed by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then at one point of time he went to Gaya, and of course childhood pastimes are very very sweet. I'm just too tempted to go in depth of each one of them, but I've decided to talk about Madhya Khanda pastimes of Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. So I'm skipping all that. And in between, Gauranga got married to Lakshmi Priya. She passed away because Gauranga had gone out to do some Brahminical business, and to do the separation, she died. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu was married again to Vishnu Priya. And then his father died. And his father died, he went to Gaya to perform Shraddha ceremony of his father, Jagannath Mishra. And there he met his guru, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and the whole Amulagra transformation took place in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much naughty he was, so much arrogant he was, so much childhood pranks he was performing. Although he was married, he was in the same mood, challenging everybody. Where are the Mishras? Where are the Bhattacharyas? Where are Chakravartis? And I'll tear them apart. Let them come in front of me. I'll tear them apart with my logic. That was his mood. And everybody was worried, when this Gauranga will become devotee of the Lord? When Lord will be merciful upon him by making him the Lord's devotee? And suddenly when he came back from Gaya, everybody was astonished the way Gauranga Mahaprabhu had transformed. They just couldn't believe. They were so happy to see him. At the same time, they were so amazed to see the change in him. Everybody came. Devotees came from all directions to receive him. The older people blessed him. And what did Lord Chaitanya say? When he received all the devotees of Namadvipa, he said, "It's only due to the blessings of Vaishnavas, my pilgrimage to Gaya was without any difficulty and was successful." Very important message he gave, that anything we do in religious activities, in spiritual activities, in devotional activities, without the blessings of devotees, it is not possible for being successful. And although we may not understand or realize the direct connection between the two, but we need to have a philosophical and devotional realization and understanding that everything happens when the devotees are pleased. Because when devotees are pleased, the Lord is pleased. When the Lord is pleased, the blessings come upon us. So the Lord's blessings are exclusively the property kept with devotees. And whenever devotees become pleased, the stock of the blessings of the Lord are released by the medium of devotees, Vaishnavas, to all of us. So it is a fact that Vaishnavas' mercy and blessings is very important for doing anything, whether it is material, whether it is religious, or whether it is spiritual. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply talking about Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is that blue boy playing flute, wearing yellow garment? Kothai Krishna, Kothai Krishna. He would only chant that, and devotees were so happily wonderstruck. And so many devotees embraced. The older people touched him on his head. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "I want to tell you what exactly happened in my pilgrimage. I heard thousands of Brahmanas reciting prayers from Vedas, in all directions in Gaya. And then he was describing to all the assembled Vaishnavas what the Brahmins were telling him. The Brahmins took him to one spot in Gaya. This is the spot where Lord Vishnu washed his feet. Previously, Krishna also came to Gaya and washed his feet at the same spot. By the touch of his lotus feet, Ganges became most auspicious. And therefore, Lord Shiva held Ganga and her waters on his head. And this place is called as Padodaka Tirtha. This place is called Pada Udaka Tirtha. As soon as Lord uttered the word Padodaka Tirtha, incessant tears flowed from his eyes. The flower garden where he was standing and describing became flooded. He started calling Krishna, crying tears, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Romancha appeared in his body. His body quivered, shivered. His posture became unsteady. It was looking like Ganga appeared from his lotus eyes. Ganga made her appearance to his lotus eyes. Devotees were most wonderstruck. They had never seen such experience, such joy, such bliss, such ecstasy. They were discussing among themselves in a conclusive way that he must have received causeless mercy of Krishna in Gaya. And Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious. After exhibiting all these wonderful experiences, he fell unconscious. Then he came back to external consciousness after some time, after many hours. And he said, okay, my devotees, please go home. I will tell you about all my experiences in Gaya tomorrow in seclusion, because I will not like to open my heart to in front of materialistic people. I will tell about my distress due to my love for Krishna in a solitary place tomorrow. I will open the doors of my wounded heart and reveal my pain of viraha, of separation from him, only to the intimate devotees in seclusion. So he told Sriman Pandit, come tomorrow with Sadashiv to the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari. Lord appeared so renounced from any dealings of external world when he came back. Entire courtyard of Yogpeeth was flooded with Lord Chaitanya's tears constantly. And only one voice was resounding always in Yogpeeth. Kothai Krishna, Kothai Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Mother Sachi was very worried. She presented Vishnupriya in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because she thought he will come back to external senses as soon as he will see his beloved, wonderfully devoted wife. But it is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur that he gave her a token glance only. I won't say it's indifference, but he was so much absorbed in a higher realm of feelings for Krishna that he only could give a token glance of love, appreciation of her presence. Next day, there is a beautiful activity every day happens in the morning in the courtyard of Srivas Prabhu's house, Srivas Angan, where Gadadhar, Srivas, Ram, Gopinath, and Sriman Pandit and Shukla, everybody come, and there is a tree called Kunda flower tree. It would give as many flowers repeatedly, as many flowers were plucked from that tree every day. And there Sriman Pandit, while plucking flowers with other fellow devotees for the worship of the Lord, he narrated the yesterday's experience. What happened yesterday for the first time when the devotees met Gauranga after coming from Gaya? What happened to Gauranga? What transformation? They were ecstasy. They were in ecstasy listening to Sriman Pandit. Then Sriman Pandit went to Shuklambar Brahmachari's house, and Gadadhar was also plucking flowers. So Gadadhar went with him and he hid in the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari before even Gauranga Mahaprabhu came there. And he hid himself in hiding condition. And Lord Gauranga arrived and said, I met Krishna, but I lost him. I met Krishna, but he left me. And he became again in ecstasy. And he embraced. And Lord Gauranga is explaining about Krishna, that I met Krishna and he left me. And he, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, while explaining that, embraced a pillar in the house of Shuklambar in so hard way that the pillar broke into pieces as if powder and broke down. And along with the pillar, even Gauranga Mahaprabhu fell down unconscious. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he fell down unconscious, he was shouting, "Alas, alas, Krishna, Krishna." Gadadhar also fell down. And everyone fell down on each other. Nobody knew who is falling on each other. The Lord fell repeatedly. He got up and repeatedly fell down on his face and nose. But by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, nothing happened to him. He was not injured. And when there was in between, Gauranga was up in little external consciousness. He heard a sound of somebody falling down inside the house of Shuklambar. He asked, "Who is inside?" Shuklambar Ramachari said, "He is Gadadhar. He is hiding himself." Lord went in ecstasy and he met Gadadhar and was so happy to see Gadadhar. And he said, "Gadadhar, you were so sincere a devotee right from your childhood. You were always inclined to serve Krishna from your childhood. You never had any desire for sense gratification or for any nonsense. I pulled you in nonsense debate so many times, but you never got deviated from your sincere approach towards devotional service. And look at me. I wasted so much of my time in my childhood simply doing arrogant activities in studying logic and wasting my time in debating with useless people. My study of logic was so useless that my precious time in life was wasted simply in those nonsense things. But I'm so inspired by you. Although I was involved in nonsensical activities, you were so sincere and inspiring in those days. And now you see, although I achieved the lost wealth in my life, that is Krishna, still I lost him due to my misfortune." And he again fell down, his eyes swollen with tears, repeatedly calling, "Kuthai Krishna," he fell down. Devotee said, they was actually speaking, repeatedly Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that devotees' anxieties and miseries and frustrations were mitigated instantly whenever they met the Lord. The Lord was expressing his sorrow and pain of separation from the Lord. He was shedding tears of separation. He was in internal ecstasy, and the devotees were externally also freed from all the anxieties whenever they met them. What the devotees said when Lord was expressing his external spiritual ecstasies: "Now Nimai will tear off all the atheistic. Everyone will hear Krishna's pastimes from Nimai. By the mercy of Ishwarpuri, he must have seen Krishna." Everybody came to know he had met Ishwarpuri as his guru. And thus, he went home back from Shuklambar Brahmachari's house. And next day he went to Gangadas Pandit and he offered his pranam. Gangadas Pandit touched his head and blessed him. Gangadas Pandit was his guru in his Gurukula. He said, "I'm so happy to see you, Gauranga. Nimai, I'm so happy to see you. You are hundreds of students, thousands of students are waiting for you eagerly. You taught them logic and scriptures and Vedas. They are waiting for you, missing you." And then all the students met them. As soon as the students saw them, Lord went in ecstasy again. "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." The children went in ecstasy. The students went in ecstasy. And then he said that, Tilna asked him, "What is the meaning of verbal root?" So Gauranga said, "Verbal root means the doer of the activities. Verb means, verb always denotes activities, past, present and future in the tense. So the Lord said, all the activities, the root is Krishna. The Krishna is the doer of all activities. He is the controller. He is the decider. He is the enjoyer. So the answer to your question of verbal root is Krishna himself." And he started talking about Krishna, Krishna and Krishna and connecting every item of the Vyakarana, the grammar, in the form of Krishna. And then the student went mad in his association. And soon the news came to Gangadas Pandit that the students were telling him that they were very happy. They were not complaining, but they had reported to Guru Gangadas Pandit that he is talking about only Krishna, Krishna and Krishna. Whatever you talk, whichever subject of Vyakarana or Vedanta or Siddhanta, he is just connected to Krishna. So he said, "Hare, you are supposed to be the grandson of Nilambar Chakravarti. You are supposed to be son of Jagannath Mishra. They were such a great Brahmins, Vaishnavas, and they were always preaching the scriptures and Vedas and the principles and logic. That is their service. They did such good service to all the society. Why don't you teach people logic? and the scriptures. He said, yes, yes, I will try my best. And then he again went back. And the student asked him some question. Again he went into the ecstasy and started talking about Krishna. And there is a long description in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Mangala also. How the students for a long time were only discussing Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with him. Whichever book they picked up, whichever book Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu started speaking, was only somehow forcefully, inevitably coming to the point of only Krishna, Krishna and Krishna. So they came to conclusion that the conclusion is extremely important. We will read it directly from Vrindavan Das Thakur's book. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to say. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that as a result of studying, I have been a servant of Krishna for even a single day. Then he said, if you have been a devotee of Krishna for a single day, then may all your desires be fulfilled. All of you, take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. May you all constantly chant the holy name, constantly hear the names of Krishna. May Krishna be your life and wealth. Whatever you have learned, whatever you have learned is enough. There is no need of any further studies. Let us all gather together and chant the names of Krishna by Krishna's mercy. May the purport of all the scriptures be revealed in your heart. You are all my friends, birth after birth. Then he said, as a result of studying all the scriptures and hearing all the scriptures and literatures for a long time, I have realized that the essence and the fruit of all such studies is chanting the holy names of the Lord. This is the only purport of all the Vedas. My dear students, let us all join together and engage in chanting Krishna's holy names, which extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. He said, I pack up all my books and resign from being a teacher of logic and Vedanta. I just cannot anymore teach any of these things because it's all useless waste of time. So he resigned from being a teacher. And then what happened? Students packed all their books and said, we resign as students. And they all also resigned. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, let's chant Hare Krishna. The students asked him, how shall we perform the Sankirtan? He said, Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Lord demonstrated the process of Kirtan by clapping his hands while chanting. Sri Gaur Hari, the personification of Sankirtan, personally performed the process of chanting as the students surrounded him from all the sides. And this was the inauguration of the Sankirtan movement at the very Gurukul on the banks of Ganga in Navadvip in Antaradvip. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Sankirtan movement with the students at the bank of the Ganga. So, the earth cracked due to his repeated falling down during the Kirtan. This is the experience of first Kirtan. The first Kirtan which Mahaprabhu performed. The earth cracked because he fell down repeatedly in ecstasy. The uproar spread in all over all directions over Nadia. Devotees came running to the home of Nimai Pandit, to the place where Kirtan was performed, to see and witness the inauguration of the Sankirtan movement. And they were all went in ecstasy. It is explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur that when the roaring tumult of sound entered the atheistic, they felt too much troubled. When the devotees heard and they gathered, they feel extremely ecstatic. Like the conch shell of Krishna when it blew before Kurukshetra. It caused fear in the hearts of all Kauravas. But it created joy and encouragement in the hearts of all the Pandavas and the side of Pandavas. And they were all the Vaishnavas who came and witnessed the first Sankirtan, they were thinking, one who was an epitome of arrogance has now become overwhelmed in ecstatic love for Krishna. Even Narad Muni cannot attain such ecstasy. And then he regained some consciousness externally. Even after regaining external consciousness, Nimai Pandit did not speak anything else worldly. He just chanted the holy names. And he grasped the necks of the devotees and shed tears. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that, I cannot explain to you the way he expressed his love for Krishna, how he was holding the necks of devotees and shedding tears. When he was shedding tears, everyone's distress vanquished. Then all the devotees went to Advaita Acharya's house and narrated all the events to him. Advaita Acharya could realize that Supreme Personality of Godhead had incarnated in response to his prayers. And then the devotees, when they described all the pastimes of experiences with Lord Gauranga, Advaita Acharya described his dream to all the devotees. Oh, dear devotees, please listen to this dream. It's a very wonderful dream. My dear brothers, please listen as I narrate the wonderful dream that I got yesterday night. When I read the Bhagavad Gita, I couldn't understand the purport of one particular verse. Feeling unhappy, I fasted because I felt I should understand the purport of this verse. Then, during the dead of the night, I had a dream. And in that dream, someone came and told me, "Wake up, Acharya, wake up. Go and have your meal. I will tell you the meaning of that verse that you have just read. Now, please take your prasad, eat, and then worship me. Why are you fasting so, sir? Why are you feeling so sad and fasting? You have obtained everything desired and your resolution has been fulfilled. You are fasting, your worship, your crying, your strong vow undertaken to make me appear has now been successful. The chanting of Krishna's names will spread across every country and village and town and house. Devotional service that is rare even for Brahma will now be available to each and everyone by your mercy, Advaita, because you have called him. All the Vaishnavas will manifest ecstatic love for Krishna in Srivasa's house, which is rare even for Brahma to attain." That means the even house of Srivas is mentioned here to be rare place for Brahma to attain. "Therefore, have your meal. I am leaving now and I will come back again while you are eating." Then Advaita Acharya is saying, "When I opened my eyes, I saw Vishwambhar, I saw Gauranga, and then he suddenly disappeared. I cannot understand Krishna's mysteries, like what form he takes and in whose form he manifests himself. His older brother Vishwaroop used to come to me to study Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. At that time, I used to see this child Vishwambhar coming to call him for lunch. I was so enamored by the beauty of this child. I was so captivated. And I used to bless him naturally and spontaneously. May you attain devotion to Lord Krishna. He is from an aristocratic family. He is a son of Nilambar Chakravarti's daughter, Sachi Mata. He has all good qualities and he is a learned scholar. He is befitting. It is befitting that he has attained devotion to Krishna. I am greatly happy in hearing the news that Vishwambhar has attained devotion to Krishna. May Krishna bestow his mercy upon everyone and let the whole world be merged in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. If everything that you have spoken is true, what you have told me is true, then all of us can take shelter under this little Brahmana." So, Advaita Acharya narrated his beautiful dream. Then he roared in ecstasy. Gauranga's ecstasy and Sachimata's worries were there, continued. And it is also described by Vidyavanda Thakur, the ecstasies and worries of Sachimata. Sachimata was always worried that her husband had left her. Her older son also ran away from home, never to show his face again. Looking at the love of the Lord that Gauranga was experiencing, and looking at the indifference he was showing to the worldly activities, not even associating with his wife, it was worrying him. Will he also go away? Will he leave me and go away? But the Sati said, "Providence has taken away my husband and my son. Only the one remains. I cannot understand his state of mind. Sometimes he cries, sometimes he laughs, sometimes he falls down on the ground, he often talks to himself. Sometimes he says, 'I will cut off my head.' Sometimes he would climb the tree and sit on the branch. Sometimes he, closing his eyes, he would suddenly jump from the tree to the ground. Sometimes he gnashes his teeth. Sometimes he tucks his loincloth and utters challenging word like a wrestler and falls down on the ground as if jumping on the wrestler." Because Sachi Mata was mother of Nimai. She was embodiment of motherly love. She had no understanding that Nimai was Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, so Sachi Mata, then Srivas Pandit once came to Sachi Mata. And Srivas Pandit, when this was narrated by Sachi Mata to Srivas Pandit also, how worried she was about Nimai. On seeing the devotee, the Lord's ecstatic love began in ecstasy every moment. The Lord was circumambulating Tulsi plant that time. He was in the house at Yogapit. And when Srivas Pandit appeared, the Lord was doing circumambulation of the Tulsi in his own house with great devotion. And that time he saw Srivas entering and Lord fell unconscious. On seeing Srivas, while circumambulating Tulsi plant, the hair on his body stood on end. Tears flowed from his eyes. His body began to shiver and quiver. After a short while, the Lord regained his consciousness and cried like anything. Lord's body shivered and was unable to remain still. On seeing the wonderful sight, Srivas began to think as follows. Who calls this as madness? Who calls this as madness? Because there was a great uproar in the village that Nimai has become sick mentally. His life airs are all disarrayed and imbalanced. And some unknown great disease has entered in him. So there was a statement made by so many people who were meeting Sachi Mata. That they said that some eruption of madness in him due to imbalance of airs and metabolic disorders. You should apply some Vishnu ghee on his body. And some said, no, Vishnu ghee is not so good. You should apply Shiva ghee in his body. And after applying the Shiva ghee on his body, you should keep him submerged in that ghee. You tie up his legs and hands and keep him in the room and give him coconut water. So, you know, when somebody is sick, you know, so many suggestions come. Somebody is saying coconut water, somebody is saying Vishnu ghee, somebody is saying Shiva ghee. And afterwards, you bathe him, then he will be all right. So Sachi Mata was in constant anxiety, as she knew, very beautiful statement Vrindavan Das Thakur said, because she knew nothing beyond her affection of Nimai. And then all this happened, all this variety of people coming in, advising and worrying and putting anxiety on Sachi Mata. Then Sachi Mata saw darshan of Srivas Pandit in his house. And then Srivas Pandit said, who calls this as madness? This is actually the higher state of ecstatic love for Krishna. The Lord asked Srivas, Srivas, what do you infer from my present condition? Someone suggested that due to disorder of bodily airs and metabolism, I should be bound and kept inside the house. Srivas Pandit smiled and said, your madness is good. I too want this madness you are currently having. I see the highest state of ecstatic bliss of love of Godhead manifest in you. Krishna has bestowed you with great mercy. When the Lord heard this, he embraced Srivas, great happiness. Lord spoke as follows. Everyone concluded that I am mad, completely overcome by madness, and you have concluded otherwise and consoled me. This has made me greatly obliged to you. If you had not concluded like this, if you have also concluded that I was overwhelmed by madness, then I would be drowning myself in Ganga. So, what is important is, the world may talk ill about us. That should not bother us so much. But the devotee should not talk ill about us. Devotee should not talk otherwise. But keeping our impression good in the heart of devotees is very important. It is not hunger for reputation, but keeping good reputation with the devotees about us is extremely important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, if you would have considered me mad like others, I would have killed myself by drowning myself in Mother Ganga. Srivas Pandit said, the symptoms of ecstatic love for Krishna that you have manifested is indeed greatly desired by personalities such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Shaunaka, and Narada. We shall all meet together and chant the names of Krishna. Let all these sinful atheistics say whatever they like. Srivas then turned to Mother Sachi and told, Mother, give up all your anxieties. I tell you that this is not madness, but this is spiritual symptoms arisen due to ecstatic love for Krishna. Ordinary persons cannot understand this. If you wish you to know more about this hidden, confidential and incomprehensible pastimes of Krishna, then please do not tell about this to ordinary people. Don't share the experiences that you have with Gauranga at home with everybody and all people around you. Only to devotees, please share yours. After speaking in this way, Srivas returned home and Mother Sachi was relieved of knowing about her son. He was not affected by madness. But still, the anxiety continued because she thought, my son would leave home and become a wandering mendicant. That worry remained. In this way, the Supreme Lord, Sri Vishwambhar, lived in Navadvip. Who can know him unless he himself reveals himself? So this is where we understand that the Madhurya Vatsalya that Sachi Mata has is defeating the Aishwarya of the Lord. The Aishwarya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Aishwarya is, he has got love of Godhead, which is very, one can feel proud about it. But mother's love is mother's love. She doesn't see Nimai as Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why, although consoled by Srivas, she is still feeling that, oh, he will go away. Then how will I stay without him? One day, Nimai Pandit came to Advaita Acharya's house with Gadadhar. This is a very interesting story. Nimai chanted the holy names and as usual, as soon as he chanted the holy name, he fell unconscious. That time, Advaita Acharya thought, I should worship him as Supreme Personality of Godhead, taking advantage of this situation of unconsciousness. Because he had kind of sensed all the stories which he had heard about Gauranga after coming back from Gaya. He understood that this is the answer to my prayers. Lord, to whom I called up by worshipping Shaligram with Tulsi, Chandan and Gangajal, the response has come. But he was not openly able to express his feelings about Lord because Lord Gauranga would always come and fall at the feet of Advaita Acharya. It was very embarrassing for him. He wanted to offer obeisance to Gauranga, but Lord would offer obeisances first to him and Srivas. So he said, now he's unconscious, let me offer all the worship. So he brought all the paraphernalia and offered Padya, Argya, Achamaniya, Chandana, and flowers, and Harati, and Itra, and worshipped the lotus feet of the Lord in unconscious state. And repeatedly chanted, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Jagadhitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. And he was in ecstasy. Advaita Acharya was totally absorbed in ecstatic feelings of love while he was doing this and chanting the mantra. And Gadadhar somewhat, nodded his head negatively, disapproving what Advaita Acharya was doing. How can you worship a boy, merely a boy as Supreme Lord? He is simply a boy. But looking at the ecstasy of Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar thought that maybe Nimai is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Nimai came back to external consciousness and saw Advaita Acharya in ecstasy. And he said, Advaita Acharya said to Nimai, although you are hiding yourself, your true identity, I have understood you as Supreme Personality of Godhead. I will stay here only to witness your pastimes and hear about Krishna from you. Now Nimai had come to external consciousness. So Nimai felt very shy and embarrassed because of showing his ecstasy in front of Advaita Acharya. He didn't say anything and he left. Now, Nimai Pandit met his friends again. And he started telling him, on the way back from Gaya, I went to a place called Kanai Natshala, which I visited on the way back from Gaya. I saw a beautiful boy with blackest complexion, like a tamal tree. His curly locks of hair was adorned with small, fresh gunja beads, which was most enchanting. His head was adorned with colorful peacock feathers, and the ornaments of his body were so bright that I could not see him properly. He held a flute with his mouth that produced such enchanting sound, and his beauty was more enchanting than that of Cupid, multiplied a million fold. His lotus feet were adorned with attractive ankle bells. Let us meditate on this. His arms were decorated with jeweled ornaments that surpassed the beauty of blue columns. His chest was adorned with marks of Srivatsa, Kaustubha, and a jeweled necklace. He wore yellow garments that defeated description, and his lotus eyes enhanced the beauty of his shark shepherd earrings. He approached me with a smiling face. This was the climax. Mahaprabhu Gauranga is absorbed in darshan of the Lord, which he got in Karainachala. And that he's saying now, he approached me, that black boy approached me, a smiling face, and he embraced me. When he embraced me, I went in ecstasy. But when he embraced me, suddenly he ran away. He disappeared from my vision. And since then, I am searching that boy. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Kothai Krishna? And he fell unconscious. One day, Gadadhar came with some betel nuts and came before Nimai. Nimai said, where is Krishna? Where is that blue boy wearing peacock feather and wearing blue yellow garment? Other devotees were speechless to see the ecstasy of Nimai Pandit. They could not find any words to pacify, because he was beating his chest, he was pulling his hair, he was falling on the ground again and again. They didn't know Sachi Mata was witnessing all this situation, and she was wondering what to do. The boys could not find any proper words at that time. Gadadhar said, Lord Krishna is in your heart, Nimai. He's in your heart. Nimai started to tear apart his chest with his nails. He believed in Gadadhar, that Lord is in my heart, I want to see him. Gadadhar was trying to stop him. Nimai said, I want to see him. If he's in my heart, I want to see him. And that time, Sachi Mata was went in too much anxiety. And that time, Gadadhar suddenly said, Nimai, Krishna will come. Don't worry. Be patient. He will come. And instantly, Nimai got pacified. Sachi Mata was very pleased. Sachi Mata thought, I have never seen such intelligence in such a small boy like Gadadhar. I am so fearful when Nimai gets in ecstasy. But this boy, Gadadhar, so nicely and intelligently has pacified him. This is what she's thinking in the mind. Then she came close to Gadadhar and said, Gadadhar, my dear son, always remain with Gauranga. Don't leave my Nimai. Never ever leave him and go away. So this is how, by Sachi Mata's blessings, Gadadhar pleased her, and by her blessings he achieved association of Nimai all throughout the existence. One day, Mukunda came home and his divine voice started reciting verses glorifying bhakti, the process of devotional service. Nimai roared, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. No one could hold him as he swooned and fell unconscious. All the symptoms, he started laughing suddenly in between, started sweating, his body was quivering, he became stunned, his voice was thundering like thunderbolt, all appeared in the body of Nimai. The entire night, that day, when Mukunda had come, passed like this, because Mukunda was going on reciting, because he was seeing that Nimai is becoming happy, hearing the glories of bhakti. So he was going on reciting in his sweet, most beautiful voice. And the entire night passed like this, like a moment, because Nimai started doing kirtan in between. Until next morning, all this went on. And Nimai Pandit regained his consciousness, somewhat to externally. And thus, Lord now officially began Harinam Sankirtan at the house of his own and in Srivas Pandit's house. And the responses of the demoniac people, now see, even though the Lord is there on the planet, there is criticism, there is adverse situations, there is agitations, there are adverse complaints, government acting against the devotional service and the plan of devotees. So what was happening? All the people who were averse to the devotees started talking about it, that this Nimai is a disturbance to all of us. Because that particular night when they began nocturnal kirtan, because Mukunda came and started singing, many people's sleep got broken and they could not sleep because this went on whole night. So they got really angry and they said that this Srivas is the root of all these things. In his house, all these gatherings take place. Acharyas are explaining here that Krishna was born in Mathura but lived in Nandagaon. Similarly, Nimai was born in Yogapitha in Jagannath Mishra's house, but most of the loving pastimes he exhibited in Srivas Pandit's house. So Srivas is the root of all these things. Let us all tear apart the house of Srivas and throw it in Ganges. Let us arrest Srivas and give him to the Muslim ruler. Because we have just heard that boatloads of soldiers are coming from across Koladvipa to Antardvipa to arrest all the devotees, especially Srivas. Let us all, instead of we getting arrested and we getting misunderstood by the Muslim king and the soldiers, let us ourselves arrest Srivas and hand him over to the Muslim soldiers to save ourselves, otherwise we'll be destroyed. So when Srivas heard about this, that boatloads of soldiers are coming and they're going to arrest devotees, they're going to destroy the Sankirtan. So he was not fearful. He had complete faith in the Lord, but he was worried about devotees, that they will be discomforted. So to relieve the discomforts, forthcoming discomforts of devotees, he started worshipping Narasingha Dev at his home. He was offering heartfelt prayers and worshiped Lord Narasingha Dev. In the meantime, even Gauranga came to know that the atheistic people, the envious people, agnostic people are thinking about arresting Srivas, arresting devotees, and putting them back to the soldiers, and soldiers are coming in the boatloads. So he was still walking fearlessly. As you know, maddened elephant, he was walking at the banks of Ganga. He was walking in so royal, regal way. He was looking like a prince, fearlessly and carelessly walking, without bothering about all these atheistic people talking nonsense. He was giving sly look to each other, all those people. And suddenly he roared and he entered the home of Srivas. Srivas was absorbed, fully wrapped attention, worshipping Narasingha Dev. Nimai roared and suddenly he said, "What are you worshipping? It is he. I am he. I am he. I am he." Srivas did not understand exactly what he is saying. "That you are worshipping, that is me. That is me." Srivas still couldn't understand. Why is today Nimai saying all these things? Suddenly, at the doorstep, Nimai came inside the home and exhibited forearm form. And forearm form, all Shankha Chakra Padmagada was held by the Lord. And he said, "Call your family members, call your brothers," because he had three more brothers. "Call your wife, call your children, call your servants, call your maid servants. Let everybody come and worship my lotus feet. Srivas, bring paraphernalia and worship my lotus feet." The Srivas went in total ecstasy. He applied Chandan and Tulsi at the feet of the Lord. And then all the family members came and they beheld the beautiful forearm form of Lord. Privately they beheld the beautiful form of the Lord. He was so blessed. So Vrindavan Das Thakur and even His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explains that being connected with the devotees through service is such a blessing, such a fortune. Because even maid servants and servants and those relatives who are connected with Srivas, they got the darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead right in their house in a most private and confidential way. Even when Lord Gauranga showed Shat Prahari Leela, at that time, the first person he called was Dukhi, who was simply a water carrier. She would carry water pots from Ganga n number of times in a day whenever wanted. Most insignificant service that one can imagine. But she was called first by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. "Dukhi, come here. Be Sukhi, be happy. Chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy." And she chanted Hare Krishna and she went in ecstasy and she fell down unconscious. So, we all should make it a point that our devotional service will always be meaningful when it is connected to the medium of a pure devotee. Even simply mechanically or from family point of view, if you are connected to a devotee, that also is a good fortune. But more fortune is to be connected to the devotee through service. That's why Dukhi was the first one to be blessed in the Shat Prahari Lila. So then Srivas offered prayers to Lord. Srivas was so happy. And after all that wonderful experience of offering prayers and worship to Lord in the four arm form in Srivas' house, Lord came back to external consciousness, resumed his two arm form. And he himself became very embarrassed and told Srivas, please do not tell this to anybody. Whatever you just saw, he told the family members, please do not utter anything what you saw just now. So then, one time, Srivas, at that same time, Srivas was offering prayers on seeing Lord. Srivas started saying prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter. These are the prayers of Brahma. My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances to you and prayers just to please you. O son of King of Nanda, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garments are brilliant like lightning, and beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and locks of hair and peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves and equipped with herding stick, that is lakut, and a buffalo horn and a flute, you stand before me with a mortal of food in your hand. This is prayer offered by Lord Brahma when actually Brahma Samon Lila culminated into Brahma's realization that he is Supreme Lord. So all these beautiful prayers Srivas Pandit offered in ecstasy. And then Lord responded to him. Lord responded to Srivas's prayers. First, the Lord said, today all my miseries are vanquished. This is the most auspicious day of my life. Today the purpose of my taking birth and performance of various activities have been fulfilled. Today all auspiciousness, all good fortune is awakened for me. Today all my forefathers have been liberated and my house has been blessed. This is what Srivas is telling now. Today my house has been blessed by all good fortune. Today there is no limit to the good fortune of my eyes which are seeing you, my Lord, whose lotus feet are constantly worshipped by the goddess of Lakshmi, Rama, constantly. Offering prayers in this way, Srivas was overwhelmed with ecstasy of love and he raised his hands and cried and sighed deeply and fell unconscious. Roaring, the Supreme Lord Sri Vishwambar spoke to Srivas. O Srivas, is there something you are afraid of? I heard that the king has sent boatloads of soldiers in Nadia to arrest you. There are various living entities residing within innumerable universes, and in my form as super soul, I reside in everyone's heart. I am the director of all, and without my inspiration and approval, none of these can act. Therefore, the king can order you your arrest only if I, as super soul, inspire him and approve him. But if this does not happen and he acts independently to arrest you, which is against my desire, then this is what I will do. Now all that Vishnu Darshan has happened, the prayers have happened, Srivas's ecstasy has happened. Now the very purpose for the Lord came to assure Srivas. Now he's talking about that. If these Muslim soldiers and the king and the Qazi do not fulfill my instruction from within and act independently and come to arrest you, then this is what I will do. I will be the first one to board the boat and present myself before the king. Seeing me, will the king remain sitting on the throne? I will certainly overwhelm him and drag him down from his seat. If this also does not happen and he holds me for questioning, then this is what I will tell him. Listen, O king, you should know what is truth and what is false. Bring all the Mohammedans, scholars and judges before me. O king, bring all the elephants and horses and the birds you have in possession. Instruct your qazis and mullahs to recite from their scriptures. And let me see and instruct them to make them cry, all the animals and birds and horses and elephants. If they are unable to perform this activity of making them cry by chanting their verses, then I will manifest myself before the king. O king, you have dared to stop the kirtan on the advice of the qazis and mullahs, and we have seen what power they actually have. Now behold my power and see it with your own eyes. After saying this, Lord is saying, after saying this, I will bring an intoxicated elephant before the king. I will gather all the elephants, horses, deers and birds and induce them to chant the names of Krishna by my chanting the holy name. And I will make them cry. I will induce them, the king and the subjects, to chant the names of Krishna and also make them shed tears in ecstasy of love. O Srivas, do not have slightest doubt on my words. I will prove it right in front of your eyes. And what did Lord do by saying this? He called the niece of Srivas, whose name was Narayani. He said, Narayani, come here. She was just 4-year-old. She was like an orphan. Her mother was there. Her father was not there. So Srivas was sheltering her. She was growing up in the house of Srivas, the fortunate house. And Lord is now talking to Srivas. Oh, Srivas, do you still have fear? Don't you have faith in what I'm saying? If you don't have faith, what I'm going to do with the king, then I'll show you exactly what I can do by a practical example. Narayani, come here. Chant the holy names and cry. And lo and behold, a 4-year-old girl chanted the holy names of Krishna and shed tears of ecstatic love. The little girl being overwhelmed with ecstasies of love manifested various symptoms of ecstasy, like shedding tears and trembling and being stunned, and she fell down in ecstasy. Rivers of tears flowed from her eyes. And when Narayani fell down in ecstasy, the Lord asked Srivas, have you seen the truth? What I can do? Have all your fears dispelled right now? Have they gone away? Do you have faith in what I'm saying? Srivas also trembled, seeing the ecstatic transformation that is taking place. So this is how the Lord, although Srivas was not fearful of the soldiers or qazis, he was only worried about devotees. But even that worry about devotees was cleaned from the heart of Srivas by the Lord by making Narayani get into ecstasy by chanting the holy name. And the same Narayani, the Lord came to house of Srivas regularly and taking food out of right from his own mouth, lotus mouth, the Mahaprasadam from half-chewed prasadam, he would take out and put in the mouth of Narayani. He would take out sweetmeats and from his mouth and feed Narayani. And Narayani was so blessed. And she was with the very mother of the author of this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that is Vrindavan Das Thakur. That is in the place of Mamagachi. Narayani gave birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur under a beautiful tree there. So this is the situation. And then after doing all these leelas, Srivas Thakur was told by Lord, please do not tell this to anybody. After that, the Lord went to Murari's house. On the way, he was hearing about Lord Varaha, and suddenly he got avesh of Lord Varaha, and he entered the house of Murari and said, Murari, Murari, look at me. Suddenly he changed into Varaha, huge form of Varaha. Murari was in ecstasy. He said, Lord said, Murari, worship me. Murari worshipped him, and suddenly Lord was in so ecstasy, he started dancing in his house. He right went inside the house and picked up a pot and held on his tusk as if it was earth. Murari was overwhelmed seeing the beauty of Lord as Lord Varaha manifested in his house. So there are so many pastimes in this Madhya Khanda which talks about the inauguration of Sankirtan movement. Soon after, when the Lord came back from Gaya and Nityanand Prabhu was on pilgrimage, he came to know that Lord has started his Sankirtan movement in Navadvip. So Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip and hid himself in the house of Nandanacharya in Rudradvipa. At that time, Lord Gauranga got a dream, and that dream he narrated to devotees. He said, "Oh my dear devotees, yesterday I had a dream. There was a very effulgent chariot, and there was a great personality, effulgent like fresh cloud in the sky, wearing blue dhoti, having a club on his head, on the shoulder, and he was gravely asking, 'Where does Nimai Pandit stay? Where does Nimai Pandit stay?' And this personality has come in Navadvip. Oh dear devotees, please go and find him out. Where is he?" So Haridas Thakur, Srivas Pandit, they went everywhere and they searched for the whole day. All the devotees were searching for the whole day for the description of that person whom Lord was narrating, but they could not find him. And they came back to the Lord and told, "My dear Lord, we could not find that great personality. We were hankering to see him, but where is he?" The Lord said, "I will show you." And Lord suddenly ran from his house straight to Nandanacharya's house. And as soon as he entered Nandanacharya's house, the Lord shouted, "Nitai!" And out came the voice from inside, "Gauranga!" And Nitai came running inside from the inside of the house. And like two running lions, they came and dashed and they met. And they embraced each other and they bathed each other with tears, chanting, "Nitai, Gauranga, Nitai, Gauranga." And the devotees went in ecstasy, seeing their ecstasy of meeting each other. And thus, Lord Nityananda joined Gauranga in his divine mission of Sankirtan movement and showering his mercy to all the fallen conditioned souls and also upon the devotees. So, Nimai's pastimes, Gauranga's pastimes are unlimited. Sufficient to understand that all these pastimes were exhibited as kindness upon all of us, so that we can drown ourselves in the ecstasy while suffering from the material world, the pangs of material world, of birth, old age, disease, death, adhyatmika, adhibhautika, adhidaivika, miseries, all the time, continuously harassing us, burning us, to give us ecstatic experience of Goloka. Lord came as Gauranga and started the Harinam Sankirtan to inundate the whole material world, to inundate our deserted burning hearts with happiness, bliss and love. So let us all take the fullest advantage of this Harinam Sankirtan movement. It is Rasa Lila manifested in Kali Yuga in the most situation of unqualified conditions. But we can access it by the extraordinary mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And simply by performing Harinam Sankirtan, one can achieve love of Godhead. Indra Prabhu was one time asked, if the Harinam Sankirtan is the method for attaining love of Godhead, why are you chanting 128 rounds? Indra Prabhu answered that, "I chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with so much number of rounds to prepare myself, to qualify myself, to participate in Harinam Sankirtan in right consciousness, in the right mood, not to enjoy, but to give enjoyment and happiness to Krishna through my chanting and dancing in the holy, in the Sankirtan of the Lord, Lord's holy names." So we chant Hare Krishna to prepare our humble, respectful consciousness, and we participate in Kirtan with great enthusiasm, not for self-aggrandizement, but to please the Lord and his devotees. If simply we do this, then no miseries can touch us. We can always remain blissful. We can always remain absorbed in the bliss of Krishna consciousness if we follow this simple procedure of participating in Harinam Sankirtan with sincere devotees just for the pleasure of the Lord and not for our own pleasure. This is the formula for ultimate bliss all throughout our existing life, till the end of life and forever. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Thank you very much.